is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Congress is in session for a lame duck, a last hurrah for Nancy Pelosi and the leadership of the Democratic House and Senate before the new Congress. I welcome Veronique DeRougie of the Mercatus Center, writing most recently at Creators Syndicate about beware lame duck sessions, especially now. Veronique, a very good evening to you. Beware, because Congress's intention is to extend the power of the government to spend money, I think, that they're talking about to 2023. But they're going to, if I follow your reporting correctly, they're going to base this extension on the height of the pandemic and the spending that was needed for all of those details, as opposed to before. Have I read you correctly? Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening. And the reason why they have to is because Congress hasn't done its job once again, and it has failed to pass a budget by the end of the fiscal year, which was September 30th. And so now they've punted until their next deadline is December 16th. But December 16th is right in the middle of the lame duck session. And that's the part where basically Democrats and Republicans who lost their jobs at the last election and who are still in Congress until January, this is their last chance to basically try to pass something that they won't be able to pass, for instance, when the Democrat loses the House. So it's always a very vulnerable period for us, small government people, because they push all sorts of bad pet projects and more government spending. And this time is no different. And one of the things that the Democrats want to do is, rather than actually go back to the pre-pandemic level of spending, so that is in 2019, they want to actually have their starting point of growing spending from the point of at the end of the pandemic. But of course, during the pandemic, discretionary spending increased by 20% because of emergency. This spending should be terminated, right? It should have been temporary programs. But as we know, the Democrats are really committed to try to extend a lot of these programs and make them permanent. And hence, that would continue the spending spree as if we were still in a pandemic when we're not.
I follow your reporting by the Cato Institute's Romina Boccia. The quote here is, how much are we talking about? If Congress were to adopt spending proposed by the Democratic-led House of Representatives, and there's no bar to that, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats can advance this without opposition because the opposition doesn't have the votes. Discretionary spending would increase by $65 billion in year one and by $740 billion over the next 10 years. This according to estimates by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. So it's free money. They can spend this and not be stopped. Is that correct?
Well, they're hoping that having to pass that bill on December 16th means, and if they don't, there's going to be a partial shutdown of the government. And usually the Republican gets blamed. They're hoping that because this is a must-pass budget, they can actually push something through that would not be able to come through on the other side. But that's only on the discretionary side, because the overall actually increase in spending that we're going to see is even bigger. It's even bigger because that's just discretionary. So the budget has two main parts, right? It has the mandatory part, which is basically all the programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, programs that are effectively on autopilot. The discretionary spending is like things like education, transportation, you know, like all of that stuff that is reauthorized every year. So that $65 billion a year is only for that small part of the government, which is roughly 35% of the budget. Now, if you look at the entirety of how much spending they want to and deficits they want to create, it's much more, because what they want to do is they want to take a lot of tax provisions that are supposed to expire in 2023 or at the end of 2022 and make them permanent. There are a bunch of things that were passed during the 2017 tax bill that were supposed for accounting reason to expire, to make it look within the 10-year budget still kind of not in the red. So they want to extend these, and they don't want to. They want to get rid of the PAYGO requirement, which basically requires that some of these things be offset with spending cuts. And then they want to add the extended child tax credit, and they want to also go back and increase the cap for the state and local tax deduction, and all of that stuff. And there, we're talking about trillions of dollars in extra deficit.
You have taught me during this 2-year period of watching inflation get out of control that the driver for inflation includes supply shock, yes, of course, but the spending by the federal government driving inflation. This sounds
especially if it's not, if no one is talking about repaying it down the road.
This spending then contributes to inflation going out indefinitely. We're talking about Congress not learning anything and continuing their ways. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Yes, because it's like this is a continuation of, listen, after the Great Recession, President Obama was all about, we need to do all this spending right now, but we will, you know, we will let programs expire and it will, and we'll cut spending after the recession is done. There's none of that going on. And the Democrats have been really, really aggressive about really not just continuing these programs, but adding on to it with, you know, more green energy and subsidies and things like this. And there's no talk whatsoever of ever repaying the debt. And the problem when there's no talk whatsoever is like it's not crazy for short term investors, which, by the way, you know, a majority of our debt has a maturity of less than 3 years. And we have 30% of our debt that has a maturity of 1 year to think that, OK, they're not going to repay our debt. At some point, you know, maybe the Federal Reserve is going to take over the role of the fiscal authority and let inflation run wild in order to pay for that debt, to chip away at the debt. It's not crazy. And the moment they think this, they're going to actually think, okay, they may do this in the future, and that means we have inflation today. It means that they may actually not, when the Federal Reserve has to roll over, the Treasury has to roll over bonds and its debt, they may ask for higher interest rates. It's not a good way to run a country.
And we're within days of this event, December 16th. Do you see voices that are raised saying this is not a good idea?
Yeah, so there's a debate right now going on of whether we should have an omnibus bill, which is like a big super bill, or whether that actually is much more conducive of shoving a lot of, because it's an enormous bill, that they're shoving all sorts of spending in it without anyone looking, or having a CR, a continuing resolution, which by definition would actually keep spending at the same level, but only basically kick the can down the road and let the decision about what to do about the budget to the new Congress. So let's say they decide that they're going to do a CR for 3 months. It means that the next time the Congress has to reconsider this issue, the Republicans will be in the House, and the obviously the Democrats will hold the Senate. They're going to have to compromise, and the Democrats will likely be less ambitious.
Trillions and trillions and trillions. Veronique Durigy of the Mercatus Center reminding us that no one is safe when Congress is in session, which it is. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.